Quest Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Devil You Know Until You Don't by Monique Singleton, narrated by Tom Alexander. Chapter 1.
Leave, all of you.
The voice came from the dark corner. A big shadow filled the area. Unruly long black hair and a full beard hid most of the man's face. From the length of his torso and his legs pushed to the side of the table, I gauged him to be at least 6'6". His t-shirt under the faded jeans jacket was tight over a muscled physique. The torn and frayed sleeves showed traditional tribal tattoos covering equally powerful arms. But in this light, the defining characteristics were the eyes. Fierce, brown-green-rimmed black irises.
"He's here for me," he declared.
As one, the patrons abandoned their drinks on the tables, hastily made their way to the door, and escaped out to the relative safety of the street. I observed the figure in the corner. Not exactly what I'd expected. Damn Michael and Rafe. Damn their stupid games. Maybe I should have taken backup with me. I turned my attention back to the reason I was here in this godforsaken hellhole. The piercing eyes never left me. A glint of light reflecting on a metallic surface against the wall next to his chair distracted me momentarily. I could just make out the contours of a double-headed axe, Viking style, times 10 by the look of it. I really should have brought backup. His hand stayed on the table, one holding a beer glass, the other flat on the surface. He knew who I was, or at least what I was, and why I was here. He looked like a predator, not the prey. Definitely not the prey. This mission might need some improvisation on my part.
"Which one are you?"
The voice was deep and full of contempt. "Gabriel," I answered.
"Don't I even merit Michael?" he taunted.
"He was busy." His laugh was as warm as a blizzard. It echoed in the now empty bar.
"You're here to kill me?"
"Not necessarily." He cocked his head.
"What alternative did you have in mind?"
"There are several."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?